play, Danny Trevathan to the house.
Glad to be here, baby. Chi-town.
I feel like this is home for me now, you know, and, you know, it's a wonderful feeling to be somewhere where football is known and feel like, you know, I can give so much to this organization.
Yeah, what do you know about this organization, I mean, before coming here?
I know everything about it. I know so much history came through here, man, and so many great players. Just to be here is an opportunity for me to get my name mentioned among some of those, and just to be in the presence of this building is just a blessing.
How much did John Fox influence your decision to come here?
That's my guy, man. He influenced me a lot. You know, he was always in my ear when I first got in the league. He gave me my first opportunity. He told me, you know, I know a lot of people say you're too small, you're a six-round pick, and you can't do this and that, but let me tell you something. You can make a name for yourself by making plays and flying around and being the havoc player you are. So, man, he really influenced me to come here. You know, wherever Fox is, you know, I always know it's a little bit of me there, too.
What was your relationship like with him in Denver?
We got off kind of shaky at first because, you know, I was a little hothead. I wanted to wreak havoc at practice and just run around. But he taught me to actually be a pro. Just being around him and seeing him be himself all the time, no matter what's going on. He's a messy eater, everything, you know. Just him being himself, it just made me feel like, you know, this guy is always true to himself. So, you know, be around him as much as you can. You know, take some wisdom from him.
Ryan,
what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Good to finally meet you.
Nice to be here.
How you doing?
What are your expectations here in Chicago?
I expected just for everybody to just play their hearts out. You know, I'm expecting big things from us in this offseason. The offseason is where you make your leap into the season, the postseason. Right now is where we get the work done. And you got to lay some ground laws and you got to be motivated, man. OTAs is dirty and grimy, but those who want to be great, you do it, man. And, you know, I got some kind of ears with that, so I'm used to it. So I'll be in the head.
Yeah, you certainly got the work done in Denver. You know what it's like to win a Super Bowl. What can you bring to this team, just knowing what that feeling's like?
Some wisdom. I could bring some knowledge. I got a lot of attitude, but I could bring a lot of wisdom and show them, man, you know, as long as you fight through it, man, you'll be all right, you know. A lot of people might have stuff over you, a lot of saying you can't do this, saying you can't do that. But let's go out here and make some plays, and let's show these people that we can be the best defense in the world.
And you had people saying, you can't do that, you are too small.
Yep.
How did that change your outlook?
You know, it never really affected me, you know, because, you know, I've been on my own since I was 16. You know, my mom, she was there, but, you know, they moved to take care of my grandma. So, you know, I always had strong faith, and I was a strong person, and I always was driven to be great. You know, my mom told me three things before she left. Keep God first, stay humble, and no matter what you do, be the best at it. She said, I don't care if you're the garbage man, be the best at it.
Having your mom leave and going through some, you know, real life experiences, did that help you on the football field?
It helped me because I wanted to get closer to her. And I had three little sisters too, so they left. So I always wanted to take care of them because, you know, I always knew that, you know, those my little babies, man. You know, I know I'm their big brother, but they still my babies, so it's my job to still take care of them.
What do you say to those people who said that, you know, you can't do it all along?
Look at me now.
I like that. You know, we talked earlier in the show about Coach Fox being very by the book, so it's kind of funny that Danny mentioned they butted heads a little bit at first.
Really? Really? Sounds like someone that I know when they first got here. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Miss Exclusivity.
Okay.
Over here. Yeah, we didn't hit it off when you first got here with it, but we're cool now, right?
Oh, yeah. It just takes a little time.
Nah, you know, this my little sister right here. It's my dog up top.
Okay,
my dog.